Copper Falls State Park offers deep gorges, ancient lava flows, steep waterfalls, and yesterday, a handful of protesters. They met Tonette Walker with signs, including one that read, "Welcome to Copper Falls. Mining would destroy it. And Pinoki Hills and Bad River Watershed at risk."
I just listened to her, and there isn't much I can say other than that.
Protesters kept it low-key, hoping to educate Wisconsin's First Lady. She says she hopes any mine would be safe and environmentally sound. Then she got an eyeful of Copper Falls.
I've never seen anything in Wisconsin like that. I've seen a couple of waterfalls now on a few of the walks that I've been on, but nothing like this, with the color of the water and the cliffs. Oh, it was just beautiful.
And it was quite the steep hike, going 1.7 miles. She says it seemed like it was straight up the whole way. Built during the Great Depression by President Franklin Roosevelt's Civilian Conservation Corps that gave jobs to unemployed young men and women, Copper Falls is known for its camping, trails, and wildlife. Walker says she saw some of that wildlife, including a snake.
Someone grabbed it, and some of the people did not like that, so I think they immediately dropped that. We moved on.
Next stop is Madeline Island and the Apostle Islands, and then on Wednesday to Hayward and a two-mile hike along the trailhead of the American Birkebeiner Course. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.